Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Part 12, The Symptoms of the Pure Bhakta. A pure devotee accepts the transcendental loving service of the Lord, but rejects all kinds of liberation for one's personal sense gratification. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila explains, Mad guna sruti matrena mayi sarva guhashaye mano gatir avichana yata gangam baso ambudhau lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hi udahritam ahoituki avyavahita ya bhakti purushottame salokya sarshti samipya sarupyai katvam api uta diyamanang na grinnanti vina matsevanang janaha. As soon as a pure devotee hears the glories and transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is seated in everyone's heart, one's mind immediately flows towards the Lord, just as the waters of the Ganga flow towards the sea. Such spontaneous attraction to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is most important to pure devotional service. For devotional service is pure when one engages in the service of the Supreme Lord without any motive and without being hampered with material impediments. Therefore, the pure devotee does not desire to live on the same planet with the Supreme Lord. The pure devotee does not desire the same opulence as the Lord. The pure devotee does not have the desire to have the same form as the Lord. The pure devotee does not desire to live with the Lord side by side. And the pure devotee never desires to merge into the Lord's existence. And even if the devotee were offered such rewards by the Lord Himself, the pure devotee would reject them. And so the point is that a devotee is so much absorbed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord that one has no time to think of any benefit beyond one's immediate engagement. Just as an ordinary materialistic businessman thinks of nothing else when absorbed in one's business, a pure devotee, when engaged in the service of the Lord, does not think of anything beyond that engagement. And so, the basic principle of this unadulterated pure devotional service is love of Godhead. Mad guna shruti matrena means just after hearing about the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And these qualities are called nirguna. Nirguna means that the Supreme Lord is uncontaminated by the modes of material nature, and therefore Krishna is attractive to the pure devotee. There is no need to practice meditation to attain such attraction, for the pure devotee is already in the transcendental stage, and the affinity between the pure devotee and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is natural and is compared to the Ganges water flowing towards the sea. The flow of the Ganges water cannot be stopped by any condition. And similarly, a pure devotee's attraction for the transcendental name, form, and pastimes of the Supreme Godhead cannot be stopped by any material condition. And the word avichana, without interruptions, is also very important in this connection, for no material condition can stop the flow of devotional service of a pure devotee. And the word ahoituki means without reason. A pure devotee does not render loving service to the Personality of Godhead for any cause or for any benefit, whether it be material or spiritual. Now, Here is the first symptom of unalloyed devotion. Anyabhilashita shunyam. The pure devotee has no desire to fulfill by rendering devotional service. And such devotional service is meant for Purushottama, the Supreme Personality, and not for anyone else. Sometimes pseudo-devotees show devotion to many demigods, thinking that the forms of the demigods are the same as the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, it is specifically mentioned herein that bhakti, devotional service, is meant only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, Vishnu, or Krishna, and not for anyone else. The word avyavahita means without cessation. A pure devotee must engage in the service of the Lord 24 hours a day without cessation. His or her life is so molded that at every minute and every second, one engages in some sort of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another meaning of the word avyavahita is that the interest of the devotee and the interest of the Supreme Lord are on the same level. The devotee has no interest but to fulfill the transcendental desire of the Supreme Lord. And such spontaneous service unto the Supreme Lord is transcendental and never contaminated by the modes of material nature. These are the symptoms of pure devotional service, which is free from all contamination of material nature. Lord Chaitanya teaches us how to execute pure devotional service out of spontaneous love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In his Shikshashtaka, Lord Chaitanya prays to Krishna, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundaring, kavitang va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani, janmanishware, bhavatad bhaktir, ahoituki twayi. O my Lord, I do not wish to gain from you any wealth, nor do I wish to have a beautiful wife, nor do I wish to have many followers. All I want from you is that in life after life, I may remain a pure devotee at your lotus feet. And so, there is a similarity between the prayers of Lord Chaitanya and the previous statements from Srimad Bhagavatam. For Lord Chaitanya prays in life after life, indicating that a devotee does not even desire the cessation of birth and death. The yogis and empiric philosophers desire cessation of the process of birth and death, but a devotee is satisfied to remain even in this material world and execute devotional service. And it is clearly stated herein that a pure devotee does not desire ekatva, oneness with the Supreme Lord, as desired by the impersonalists, mental speculators, and the meditators. To become one with the Supreme Lord is beyond the dream of a pure devotee. Sometimes he or she may accept promotion to the Vaikuntha planets to serve the Lord there. But a pure devotee will never accept merging into the Brahman effulgence, which the pure devotee considers worse than hell. Such a katva, or merging into the effulgence of the Supreme Lord, is known by the word kaivalya. But the happiness derived from kaivalya is considered by the pure devotee to be hellish. The devotee is so fond of rendering service to the Supreme Lord that the five kinds of liberation are unimportant to the pure devotee. If one is engaged in pure transcendental loving service to the Lord, it is to be understood that he or she has already achieved the five kinds of liberation. When a devotee is promoted to the spiritual world by Kunta, he or she receives four kinds of facilities. One of these is known by the word Salokya, living on the same planet as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Person, in his different plenary expansions, lives on innumerable Vaikuntha planets, and the chief planet is Krishna Loka. Just as within the material universe, the chief planet is the sun, in the spiritual world, the chief planet is Krishna Loka. And from Krishna Loka, the bodily effulgence of Lord Krishna is distributed not only to the spiritual world, but to the material world as well. However, it is covered by matter in the material world. In the spiritual world, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, and on each one, the Lord is the predominating deity. And the devotee can be promoted to one such Vaikuntha planet in order to live with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the liberation called Sarshti, the opulence of the devotee is equal to the opulence of the Supreme Lord. In the liberation known as Samipya, it means to be a personal associate of the Supreme Lord. And in the liberation called Sarupya, the bodily features of the devotee are exactly like those of the Supreme Person, except for two or three symptoms which are found exclusively on the transcendental body of the Lord. For example, Sri Vatsa, the hairs on the chest of the Lord, particularly distinguishes Krishna from his devotees. But the pure devotee does not accept these five kinds of spiritual existence, even if they are offered, and he or she certainly does not hanker after any material benefit, which is insignificant in comparison with spiritual benefit. For example, when Prahlad Maharaj was offered some material benefit, he stated, Drishta maya divi vibho kila dishnyapanam. Ayu shriyo vibhava ichhati yan janoyam. Ye smat pitu kupita hasa vidrimvitabhu. Vishpur jitena lulita satute nirastaha. O my Lord, I have seen that although my father achieved all kinds of material benefits, and even the demigods were afraid of his opulence, still, within a second, you have finished his life and all of his material prosperity. And so, for a devotee, there is no question of desiring any material or spiritual prosperity. He or she simply aspires to serve the Lord. That is the devotee's highest happiness. Thus ends Chapter 1 of Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, entitled Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part Number 12, The Symptoms of the Pure Bhakta, recorded June 8, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. Om Tat Sat.